This too shall pass, and the only thing certain is change. Lessons my dad always told us when faced with life's challenges. I am Laura Brabner Ratledge. Mardi Gras will definitely be different this year, but its rich history can still be celebrated.
And its story told. I'm Reynolds Brabner. Mardi Gras has been canceled in the past due to life's challenges and circumstances, but every time it came back and was celebrated even bigger and better than before.
So to celebrate, here is a slice of Mardi Gras from the storyteller himself, our dad, Rennie Brabner, with another Moon Pie Minute.
Let the good times roll.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Try Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream flavors with bits of real moon pie and her award-winning king cake ice cream today on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets, 52 years and still dipping.
One more night and the Condi Cavaliers take to the streets of Mobile. Mardi Gras is fun, but it isn't cheap fun. And critics say the money spent on Mardi Gras is like throwing money into the street. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
Just like Mardi Gras, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition.
The parades may be canceled, but you can still let the good times roll with my homemade moon pie ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Or try one of my two award-winning king cake ice creams. Traditional cinnamon or Creole cream cheese, both with an entire king cake mixed in. Come celebrate the taste of Mardi Gras with me at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell. Or go to Shop 2, 4380 Hollis Mill Road. 52 years and still dipping.
Mardi Gras fun isn't free. Critics say money spent on mass balls and parades, party food, and music is just money wasted, just like throwing money into the streets, they contend. But Mardi Gras is big business for many along the Central Gulf Coast. Costume makers, float designers, builders, dressmakers, caterers, bartenders, scenery makers, and invitation printers don't work for free. Who pays for all this? The members of the organizations. Dues paid by the members pay for the party. Tourists, whether eating a meal or renting a hotel room, pay taxes that help pay for the party and the cleanup too. Taxpayers do pick up the tab for additional police and to keep parade goers safe and for extra public works employees that clean the streets after the parades. A study a few years ago showed the tax man took in more than $20 million attributed to Mardi Gras activities. If you miss a Moon Pie Minute, you can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. For parade routes and times, check FM Talk 1065's website. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.